the Daily Talk Show, episode 456, live from Sydney, Australia.
We're in Woolloomooloo. Behind it, if you're watching this, you should watch this. It was very big. I mean, inspired by Andy Lee from the Hamish and Andy
show. Yeah. Driving you home.
It was almost. I mean,
too much?
A little bit. You might be driving home. Uh-huh. Either way, we're at Woolloomooloo Wharf. Behind us, if you are watching, is the Overlow Hotel. That's where we're staying in this Sydney trip. The next week, we're up here. Week and a bit. Mm-hmm. We've got episodes coming from Sydney. Mm-hmm. So, you fired up?
Yeah, absolutely fired up, as Ash Williams would say. And he will be joining us later in the week. But first of all, we flew up. There was issues with the lounge. Which actually can't be fucked talking about, but basically none of us ended up in the lounge.
Look, but we're in a lovely hotel, and we're setting up a bit of a makeshift studio in the Overlow Hotel, and we've all got our own room. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a high chance that we're all going to have to bunk in one room at some point in the planning of this, but thankfully we've all got our own hotel room, and Mr. 97's drawn the short straw. We didn't draw any straws. I gave him the short straw, and that was to have the studio set up in his room.
So no farting in your in your studio is allowed.
Okay. Do you even fart, young son?
No, not that much.
I tell you what,
I have a lot of fibre as well, which is surprising.
Mate, I mean, you're just one of the most polite people I've met.
No, I appreciate it.
Farting is one of those things that, I mean, I'd just think you're a pig if you did it. But you don't, and I love you.
yesterday we had Radio Mike and Jack, and I was just reflecting on that when we were coming up.
It's the first live performance on the show, so it's like the first musical performance, which is different out of our 400 plus episodes.
I was getting right into it. Like you did some behind the scenes filming of me.
Yeah, and what did I whisper in your ear, Mason?
What did you whisper?
I just
can't remember.
I gestured and I bumped you and I said, "Look at him in his element."
Oh yeah,
and it was,
yeah,
you were loving it. Josh, you could have sworn you were seeing the 12-year-old boy inside of him.
I was just loving it. I was just like moving the faders up and down, trying to get the perfect mix. But I wanted us to do more of the musical stuff. So if you are a gronk who you're a musician, or you know a great musician that
musical
you think would be good for the show.
Imagine that, the musical. The Gronk.
Or Gronk
the musical.
Gronk the musical.
The musical, the Gronk.
You're already limiting food here. Last night you limited, we went to a place that was famous for their 1 metre pizza.
Mate, they take it up to 3 metres. Mm. So you can buy a 3 metre pizza. And I think when you think about 1 metre of pizza, you're like, oh yeah, I can have that. I restricted this because I was like, no, let's just go the 50-centimetre pizza. Mm. And the woman said, 0.5. And I said, 50 centimetres. She said, 0.5. Do you see how much she was pushing back on my 50 centimetres?
I think centimeters? She didn't understand. Well, she was an international person, so maybe she wasn't completely across centimetres versus metres.
Either way, 50-centimetre pizza, and that's what we got downstairs at the Overlow, the Crenides. I've been there before. Josh and I, you've eaten there before.
Uh-huh. I reckon we've spoken about it on the show because... doing the that job for Lululemon, and the reason I got you to come up to Sydney for filming was so we could record the show in Sydney.
That's right. But I also did some assisting work on the shoot. Don't forget that, mate.
Yeah, well, I will never forget that, because you were determined to put the strap on my camera.
Not just any camera, a $10,000 camera.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know how to do it. You're like, no, things are easy. You put the strap on. Anyway, the first day of taking photos, and I just had it around my neck, and the camera just slammed on the ground and went down some stairs, which makes the resale value.
So, no, you don't have to talk about it.
Learn from the best. The guy who doesn't fart but also will rip people off on Gumtree with faulty items. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, so we did get the 1 metre pizza at the other... We left bits. We didn't eat it all that time.
What?
So there was three of us
of the, last I thought
time.
You meant last
and
night.
So this time I thought, okay, no, I'm not doing this again. 50 centimetres. And was I right?
No. No, I was still hungry. It was fine. I had the loot bag at the hotel.
You actually ate that when we got...
Yeah, I had the Tim Tams.
All right.
I had the gummies. I had the Chupa Chup.
Oh, did you have the little cookies as well?
Yeah, they're savoury.
This is what happens when you put three gronks in a nice hotel.
Yeah, there's my Chupa Chup.
Get a Coke.
Where the mini bar is free and all of...
I got a strawberry one.
Yeah, cola Chupa Chup. But no, it's not all going to be food.
You pulled a Dylan, but without the price tag.
Yeah.
Because the mini bars are free.
It didn't cost a cent.
What about when we were flying up? We met someone at the airport.
Oh, Matt.
Mr. 97's walking along. We're all in our hoodies right now. And so what happened? You got a tap on the shoulder?
No, so I was walking just behind you guys.
As we always make you.
Hierarchy.
Just behind. Yeah. Do not walk. Yeah. If you're in front of us, mate, you're done.
Yeah. And so I was just like, I was sort of like looking down at my phone, and then I noticed, like, in my peripheral vision, I noticed this bloke come up beside me, and he's sort of like a bit rushed, like, and I panicked because I didn't know what was happening. And then and then Matt came up and he's like, "Oh, mate, I'm listening to your show." And then we shook hands, and then he saw you guys, and yeah.
So why did he come up to you?
The blonde hair.
Actually,
I definitely should. I mean, like, the hoodie and the blonde hair, it would have tipped him off.
Yeah.
You could have just been...
Either way, we're thankful, Matt, for actually saying hi. He was listening to the episode that we... Like, one of our latest episodes, mm-hmm. and he even showed us his phone. Yeah. I mean, this never happened to us, so it's kind of fucking novel, and it was lovely.
Well, having Mr. 97 follow us behind reminded me of when we were having the half-metre pizza...
50 centimetres.
I saw 0.5. I saw a white four-wheel drive quickly pull over to the curb, and they had red and blue flashing lights.
It looked like, from what I could see, what happens in Melbourne, like a random breath test. Or what first came to mind was there's some kind of... this is a bikey incident where there's like... you know, a task force of a setting on a car that has a drug dealer in it.
Uh-huh.
Mm. That's what came to mind. I was like,
it looked like they were surrounding car.
Because they were. And there was a bunch of dudes all around this car. I'm like, oh, this is on. Because there's flashing lights and it's on.
And there was a black van. And then all of a sudden, you see guys with piercings.
Ear pieces.
Not ear piercings. It wasn't Blink-182. Earpieces, and they were security, and they had visible guns, and they had badges.
Yeah.
And then we saw like four people who they sort of look like politicians or something, just walking along. But the amount of security that they had seemed completely over the top.
Well, you could see one individual, an older guy, grey hair, sort of in a suit jacket, walking, and you could tell that he's the important one, right? Because they were all surrounding him, and they kind of spread out, and one goes ahead. It was full security detail, like it was crazy. And so
that's crazy.
That's crazy. So they walked past us.
We've got to bring that up with Fordo.
And I said to one of the people, because there was actually... It looked like this important person had mates there too, and then they were behind the security wall, and then one of the people, I said, "Oh, who's that guy?" And he just looked at me and smiled and walked off.
But there was the other guy that said a very important person.
Oh, that was this. So then we're trying to work out who is this guy?
I asked you to go up to the security and ask, and you're someone who normally does that shit.
Well, these are private security detail, and they're on edge. You can tell. They look like they're fucking waiting for something to happen, because that's what they're there for, if something happens. And you wanted me to walk straight up, make a beeline for them, which...
What are they going to do? Shoot you in the head?
No, I know they're not going to do that, but it's also...
But seriously, what would they do?
I just didn't want to intimidate them, you know? But the other plan that came to mind was... the 0.5 waiter, 50 centimetres, the woman who was labelling it the 0.5, I said to her, "Do you know who that is?"
Yeah.
And then she said, "No, I don't, do you?" And I said, "Oh, no." I said, "He's just gone next door into China Doll." And she's like, "Oh, my friend's working there." Mm-hmm. And so she runs off. She looked real...
She loved it.
She was keen. She looked... She looked so dodgy because she was making a beeline and then looking, and then she ran. You could see her go into the restaurant and then she came back. What service?
Yeah,
comes straight great. Over and says, he's a Fijian politician.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up and I found the Fijian
Prime Minister
that looked a lot like the guy that walked in.
Mm.
So maybe it was a Fijian Prime Minister. Either way, who's after you in Australia? Who's after you in Sydney?
Well, that was my point, is it's like you're in Australia, like a country where like there's not like kidnappings happening all the time. Mm. To have that level of security seemed like a bit over the top.
Mm.
He's just doing it for a bit of fun.
Well, the other side of that coin is the Australian government have funded it, and they're going, imagine if something happened to a prime minister of another country on our soil.
Yeah, it'd be annoying.
Do you think that could be a possibility, or do you think he's just spending the Fijian cash?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe they go fitty-fitty on it, something like that.
Well, I think there is... I think there's definitely... I wish we had you had a laptop on you or something. We could search this up to make us seem more intelligent. But I would think...
He's got a miniature laptop.
Is that a miniature laptop? Is that a mobile?
It's a phone. He's got his
phone.
No,
but the... So it's like treaties or like the healthcare system. You know, there's a few countries that have cooperation.
Oh, yeah, sure. So security.
So it'd be, you know, like... I don't know what to write, but like the Australian Prime Minister goes to the US. Do the US offer a service that says, we will look after old mate... And in exchange, when our old mate comes to your country, we need support from your, whatever, the military or the, what's it here? What are they, federal police?
Yeah.
You know, we need security detail to support that, and we don't pay, and you don't pay.
I would love to, in my lifetime, be in a police escort.
Where are you going? What's happening?
I don't know. So we'd have to work that out. But I remember as a kid wanting to make films. And you can, like the Victorian police have a film department and you can pay. They have all their rates where you can basically get a cop car. You can have them, say if you're filming on like a live street.
Yeah.
You can have them supporting.
Yeah. I was reading an article that was written in a newspaper and then was online. That was a lot of detail for no reason. Mm. But anyway, it was in one of these newspapers and it was talking about a raid at a bikie's house.
Yeah.
And inside the bikie's house was cash and guns and drugs and also a police uniform. And I was thinking, fuck, that's in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
Dodgy, like...
People dressing up as cops and doing shit.
If he'd just gone to a fancy dress and just happened to wear one, but no, from what I gathered, it was, to do some fucking serious shit.
Well, if you look in any films and you...
Mr. 97's given up on his little portable handheld computer.
Yeah, I couldn't find
much.
My hands are cold as well.
It's a beautiful day in Sydney, though.
Yeah.
It's like blue skies. Anyway, the film sets, when they wear like the police uniforms... Mm. You'll notice that they won't be wearing like a Victoria Police badge. It will be a made-up sort of a police thing.
I mean,
like
when
logo.
I was a stripper, you know, I had an American military outfit. I got mistaken a lot.
There would be something cool. There would be
come back from service. At your service.
Yeah. At your service.
I tell you what, Mason. I'm being serious now, that's why I've called you your real name. You're actually quite funny, mate. You've been saying some really funny stuff. Last night you said something really funny and then Josh had to retell it because he knew that you'd butcher it.
Siri's talking.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to remember what that was.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you've been saying some funny stuff.
We've got some great guests. Tomorrow, Richard Wilkins is coming on the show.
So cool. Richard Wilkins is... If you've grown up in Australia, I guess... I mean, still now, he's still on telly. You've watched television, you know who Richard Wilkins is. Mm-hmm. I reckon the most famous entertainment reporter in Australia.
Yeah, definitely.
And unbelievable that we've got him on the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, and so he's invited us to his house.
Yeah.
And we're going to be at his bar So the question is, I'm already thinking, should I be drinking?
Well, it's a flat, it's a straight no for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at the planes. There's a couple of planes. Oh, yeah? That's lovely. One cool thing about Sydney.
There is, it's, yeah, over the city, because the airport is so close to the city.
So drinking very quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm a no, obviously. Uh-huh. I'll take the water. Mm-hmm. But, mate, do it for me.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
As if we get a chance, as if we'd be invited back to Richard Wilkins Bar. How do you feel about going to Dickie's joint? I mean, you didn't grow up.
Are you
going to
drink?
No, I'm not drinking. I won't drink.
Would you? I mean, what would it take for you to drink, do you think, and actually enjoy it? Because that's one thing. It's one thing to just drink because people are telling you to. But what would be something that was so epic that you're like, I'm going to have a drink? Yeah, you see tennis players having cigars. You know, that can't be good for you.
I don't know. I can't actually think of something that I'd enjoy while drinking. I think it'd just be, I'd prefer not drinking. It doesn't make me feel uncomfortable when other people are drinking. Uh-huh. So
he doesn't like the taste enough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But almost like a novel experience. I wonder, like something that's so big.
Oh,
you
know what? Mate,
you're yelling, by the way.
Tommy or me?
You.
Okay.
Who's yelling? I don't know who's yelling.
Me.
Josh,
put
your headphones on so you can hear. Yeah.
Probably.
There you go, turn you down. Yeah.
The most appealing thing would probably be like, you know, when you're watching Suits or whatever and they close.
I've never seen Suits.
You know, when they close a massive settlement or whatever and then they have like whiskey, big, heavy glasses. I feel like that'd be the only time.
Conor McGregor after fights, it's been a bit of a tradition that him and the owners of the UFC would drink whiskey, and then he ended up making his own whiskey and then they drink that whiskey. I mean, he hasn't fought in a while, so maybe he hasn't drank that whiskey with him. Either way. They drink whiskey. It's a tradition after. So you're saying...
So that sort of scene is... Yeah.
I think... I mean, I want to do it with you. Now I want to drink. But I think, like, next year, I want to go to the States with us all. Mm-hmm. That'd be a nice trip.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on this one now. We'll get through this. But I think there could be something after a whole heap of hard work.
Do you think we have to worry? Like, is there going... When you do get back on the piss...
Oh, no.
Do you think that you'll be... Do you think you and I will fight when you drink? Be honest.
If I was drinking with you and you were drinking because you'd become so annoying, as I know you have before...
I don't know if I would be annoyed.
Mate, when you were on the samosas...
Mimosas or samosas.
When you were on when we were with Josh Simons, I could tell LA. You were loving it when we were in LA last. So that was... No, but no, we're not going to fight. I'm not going to be drinking a lot.
Okay.
I just... Maybe some celebrations, maybe marking a momentous occasion with Mr. 97. Your 21st is next year.
No, this year.
No.
It's
in
2 months.
No, I'm turning 20 this year.
Oh, 20, sorry.
And then next year, I'm turning 21.
So you're turning 21 next year?
Yeah.
That's a big date.
That's a big, we should do something.
That's a big moment for you.
Yeah.
I mean, what I did on my 21st.
What did you do?
I had a party at my... I won't mention details about it, but I had a...
No, what did you do?
Party at my mum and dad's farm.
What did you do?
They used to have a farm.
They had a farm?
Well, it was chickens? A 4.5-acre property. No chickens. We had those...
Cows?
The next-door neighbour's cows... My next door neighbour had cows, but they brought them in and they ate the grass, but they had 4.5 acres and it was lovely. It was in farmland and they just didn't have all the all the animals.
Did they have a house on it?
Had a house, a big, you know, big shed.
Cool.
We had ride-on mowers. It was great.
And how long did they have it for?
4 years, I think.
So between the ages of like 17 and 21?
No. Mum and Dad sold their place when I was maybe 19. No.
But you had your 21st there.
2008, when the GFC hit, they just sold it the week before that happened. Mate, it was literally 2 weeks before. Uh-huh. Have I told you the Mike Larkin story?
Yeah.
No, but they sold the house, moved up there. I turned 21 a couple of years later, and we did a spit... Greek spit, lovely, lovely salad. Oh, it was so nice. Anyway, got a whole bunch of mates up there and had some fun.
If I'm trying to imagine what Richard Wilkins' house is going to be like. Like, you imagine a bar, I'm thinking
So Ben Fordham, who we're also having on the show, he set this up.
Yeah.
He said, you got to do it from Richard's bar. So if there's a push to do it from someone's bar, Like, my what I envisage a bar to be is just, like, for the people that I've known. Shush!
There's a bird, if you can't hear it.
The people who I've known in my life to have a bar, which is just, like, an alcohol area. It could be on top of, like, a cabinet, or it could be even a fridge with some nice liquor on top, and then you sit down on the couch area.
I'm imagining something so different.
Dickie Wilkins.
Well, I reckon... Ben was saying that he's got two pools. So what I'm imagining is that it's going to be dark. It's be sort of like one pool would potentially be an indoor pool. Mm. And it would be like really dimly lit with like a lot of disco-y stuff, potentially. I don't know. Like a little bit underground.
Leather couches?
Maybe.
That sort of vibe?
Yeah. Maybe something that's... Yeah, leather couches, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard to get a leather couch.
We've talked perfect. We've talked perfect days before. Haven't really talked about perfect houses.
Mm.
What'd your perfect house be?
Something with a view, something close to the beach, something with space for Bodhi to have his little toys play outside, like a nice lawned area. Pool for me, nice. I don't think I need to have one. I'd rather a spa and a sauna.
Mm. And gym.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't have enough spa... I mean, perfect. Yeah, I can do what I want. It's my perfect house. Yeah. Gym.
And so wouldn't you have a pool?
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, if it's a perfect one.
Because you can't go back. It's like...
It's a pretty...
whatever you want. A
lot of limiting beliefs if you're like, nah, like it's perfect, but let's not be greedy. I won't have the pool.
No, look, I have it all. And so I've just said... A house with everything.
Have you ever been to a house that's got an indoor pool?
There was... I mean, I grew up with some kids that's families were very, very wealthy.
Uh-huh.
There was one kid who had a walk-in fridge.
It's impressive.
And it was built into... It was like a... It looked like it was meant to be. There was just door and just like walk-in. So it's like... It wasn't like a fridge at a pub where they're storing shit where you're stepping over the end, you know, like a little lip. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, a legit. And then they had a diving pool, and then they had a lawned area that had a pond in it bigger than most pools. Mm. And then up the back they had a tennis court and then an indoor in-ground trampoline. Like, ridiculous. In the heart of Toorak, it was like an acre property.
Oh, man, I remember getting a pond at our place. Like, it's installed. Like, they... It's like a... It's a shell made out of like fake, like rock material.
Yeah.
And they put it in. It's got like plumbing, and it like you can turn it off and on.
How big was it?
It has a little trickle.
Mate, I got a little pond at my new place
for goldfish and stuff.
Not even.
I got a pond at my new place
that you can turn off and on.
We don't know. It's got some sort of pump thing. I can't tell where it plugs into.
Have you got a barbecue?
No, need one. Okay. Need one. To accompany the jacuzzi. Uh-huh. Which you boys got to come over.
Is the fire pit being ordered?
No, got to get that. Got to get that. Uh-huh. Got a few things to nail off. You know, just still settling in.
Uh-huh. What's your perfect house, 97s?
One, it has to have a gym.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say exactly what I said.
I feel like a big, open, grassy area with a bunch of trees is nice.
Yeah.
A pool would be sick, mm-hmm. especially the ones that are on the same level as the ground.
Infinity pool.
No. Well, around every side.
Oh, like the pool that where we're staying here at the Overlook.
Yeah.
So it looks like the water's about so to spill out.
It's sitting flush with
so it's completely... You know, but it's a
full pool.
No, but it's a bit of an illusion because it's like got a lip that comes up and the water spills up over it. And so then it looks like just the continuation... So it allows them to get it to the perfect level of the ground rather than just a full pool that's going to spill out if it's too full.
Yeah.
So it's... Yeah, it looks...
It's
some,
so cool.
Yeah, there's some sick ones.
Yeah, a big open grassy area with a bunch of trees. And maybe like... I saw on Kevin Hart's Instagram, it was like this cool area where he had his name like... built into the ground that like painted it or something, but it was like a basketball court, but some sort of like court workout area outside would be cool as well. Yeah. On top of the gym.
A basketball court would be sick.
That'd be nice. A headshot of me up on the wall, would you do it?
Of who?
Tommy. Me.
For 97?
For me.
Yeah, at his house, at his perfect house.
Do you reckon you would ever have memorabilia of us, of the Daily Talk Show? That'd be cool.
What point can you start doing memorabilia?
I think we're 6 months off. What do you think?
Just frame the hoodie.
No, what are you thinking? It's not a silly question.
I mean, memorabilia.
Memorabilia, what does it mean? Memorable, Lyria. Memorable. It's got to be memorable.
I mean, I don't know about six. I would say like 5 year mark.
Okay.
Five years, 7 years, and 10 years.
Okay.
I only have 3 runs of memorabilia.
Okay, so we should lock something in.
Well, we're still quite a way away from our 5th year.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I've been thinking a lot with Andy Lee being on Friday about him talking about the plane, the pilot stuff, him just fucking learning how to fly a plane.
Mm. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Get your license.
I actually think you'd be good at it. I think you
love sitting.
Yeah, but you're analytical. You think a lot, and it requires a lot of thought.
Uh-huh.
It requires a lot of focus, which I think you could get if you applied yourself to something like this. Uh-huh. But I think that would be good. I mean, I think it costs a fair
50 grand maybe.
Over time. I mean, the good thing is it's not like you just hand over the cash.
Yeah, the plane is expensive.
You don't hand it. I mean, but you can borrow ones. You can hire them.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, look into it, dude.
Mm. I think it would be a great challenge. I think as we talk more about like hobbies and doing stuff, like it would be pretty epic.
I did see the other day on the news, there was a pilot, a trainee, and then the actual pilot teaching him. The pilot passed out on the flight, and so the trainee had to land the whole plane. And it was only like his second flight or whatever, and so the ground control had to like walk him through how to land the plane.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I just saw an Australian Federal Police car that just went past.
Oh, really? That's
and then
exciting.
I saw four police motorbikes go past, so I don't know, maybe the
this
that
is
bloke
a hot
is
spot
staying
for
in
this
the
city.
Air.
Recreational pilot license, 12 grand.
12 grand.
12 grand.
Which they haven't outlined what
that doesn't include a plane.
Map. That's not including lessons.
Oh no. I think this is just for the it's definitely not lessons. I think that's just some certification thing that you have to.
If there's any gronks out there who have their pilot's license, I'd like to know about it. I think Andy talking about the idea of just being able to fly and go away, super interesting.
Oh, it's exciting.
Being in Sydney, we have got heaps of guests organised.
Yeah.
So if you if you've just joined us, normally we probably do maybe 3 guests a week.
Yeah.
But over the next 10 days, there will be back to back to back guests, which I'm excited to have a lot of conversations with people, but also I think it could potentially be draining.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. We've got Tanya Hennessy, Dan Illich. Who else have you got?
We've got
Ash Williams.
I mean, so many.
Ben Fordham.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah. Who else?
Scott Tweedy.
Scott Tweedy. Yeah, we got a bunch happening. So,
Intern Pete.
Yeah, it's going to be a big week, and I am fired up.
Ash Williams is also
that's
on.
That's insane.
Anyway, perfect. It's a daily talk show. Feel free to subscribe if you haven't done that already.
Mm.
You can also email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
And thank you to the Overlo Hotel, who's letting us set up our makeshift studio.
Oh, they've been great for letting us do it. Mm. Tomorrow, Richard Wilkins is on the show live from his bar at his home in Sydney. So stick around for that.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.